It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Transportation Security Administration has okayed a few items you'll be able to bring on board a flight beginning next month: hockey sticks, two golf clubs, and small knives. The new policy is part of the TSA's shift from focusing on objects that might pose a threat to focusing on people who might. But many flight attendants, a few airlines, and some lawmakers are pushing back against the new policy, as NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The TSA says it spends a lot of time and effort every day confiscating small knives that passengers try to bring through security. TSA Administrator John Pistol told a congressional hearing yesterday the agency confiscates 2,000 such knives each day, along with, on average, 4 guns. Pistol says since 9/11, though, it's virtually impossible to bring down a jet with a small knife.
With hardened cockpit doors, better identification of individual passengers against terrorist watch lists, and thousands of armed pilots here in the U.S., and the demonstrated willingness of passengers to intervene in a determined way, it is the judgment of many security experts worldwide, which I agree with, that a small pocket knife is simply not going to result in the catastrophic failure of an aircraft.
So Pistol has decreed that starting April 25th, passengers will be able to bring those small knives on board, along with some sporting equipment heretofore barred. But still, no bottles of water. Sarah Nelson, a Boston-based flight attendant with United, thinks the new policy is a mistake. Speaking at a news conference outside the Capitol, she says every day flight attendants have to deal with unruly passengers on board their aircraft. Allowing those passengers to carry knives won't help.
We de-escalate issues, and when necessary, we direct passengers to help us contain the problem. And introducing weapons into that scenario is the wrong move.
The Flight Attendants Union, as well as those representing pilots and screeners, are opposing the new policy. So do Delta, American, and U.S. Airways. Pistol told lawmakers, though, that his agency isn't charged with keeping order on board flights, but stopping terrorists.
So it really gets, again, to what is the intent of the person on board as opposed to the object. So if we simply focus on objects, then we're always behind the eight ball. The whole purpose is to focus on the intent of the person. And so it really comes down to the mission of TSA. Is it to prevent disturbances by inebriated passengers on board? I don't think so.
Pistol says the biggest threat to aviation security today is an explosive device. He also pointed out that scissors, screwdrivers, and knitting needles have been allowed on board flights since 2005 without a single incident. Lawmakers are split on the issue. Alabama Republican Mike Rogers told Pistol he approves of the new policy and wished it went further.
I want to commend you on this list that you've come out with. I'd like for it to be a little longer, but you've made a good start, and I think it's common sense what you've done.
But others say allowing knives on board passenger jets is asking for trouble. Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee.
You need to stop this now. These cause bleeding. These cause injury. These can cause a terrible tragedy. And I don't want to take it to the next length. It can possibly cause someone to lose their life.
Jackson Lee and other lawmakers say they'll push for legislation to reverse the decision to allow small knives on board commercial flights. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.